ALE, while men slept. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the parables of Jesus, they were primarily for men who didn't have the Spirit. You know, parable is not the meal of the church. You know. But however, in those parables are vital lessons that we can learn from the Lord. We can't be lesson proof from what the Lord taught. So you listen well this morning. Is that clear? Is it the Christian faith is a sensitive one? Because deep world is firstly spiritual. When you say Christian faith, it is very, very sensitive faith. You know, many think that all the fish to this world is just what meets the eye. You know, I see you, you see me, then. That can't be it. You see, while you will see men, I say, he's just an unbeliever. He's just an unbeliever, he's just an ordinary man. You know what Paul will see? Paul says, in whom the princes of this world have its course. The children of disobedience, whom the power of the prince of the head dwells in. Paul will say, alienated from the life of God. Ah! Strong words. But what you are saying is, an ordinary man. He's just a doctor that is not saved. You see? But Paul will tell you, no. This world is spiritual. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so, it takes sensitivity to see things and discernment. Because when you discern spiritually, then you have the truest perspective. When you can discern, you get the truest perspective. So many times Jesus will tell his disciples, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He tell them, take heed. Same with Paul. Those were the Lord's words. So, you know, the same applies to us today. There's a level of alertness and sensitivity that a believer should have. There's a level of sensitivity the believer should have. Discernment is of God. When you begin to lose discernment, just you know that the problem is getting into you. You know, don't say, nothing now. After all, it's not like it's that bad. Just know that whatever you think is not that bad is already in you. The moment you begin to understand falsehood, the moment you begin to, you know, balance, you know, it's called balance. Everything is a balanced thing. What it makes it is getting into you. And so, Jesus gave a parable to this end. Matthew chapter 13. The Gospel, Matthew chapter 13. Alright, verse 24. Matthew 13, 24. Another parable he put unto them, saying, the kingdom of God is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. The man sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares. How do you pronounce that one now? Tares. Anyhow, he put something else among the wheat and went his way. The wind of faith was strong and brought forth fruit. Then appeared the tares also. So the servant of the household that took on and said unto him, did thou not sow good seed in the field? The prince then asked the tares. He said unto them, an enemy has done this. The servant said unto him, would I go and gather them up? But he said, no. Yes, while you gather up the tares, you will root up also the wheat with them. Let's both go together unto the harvest. And in the time of the harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather you together first the tares, bind them into bundles and burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. Hallelujah. You explain the parable in that the seven. You have the that sowed the good seed is the Son of Man. The thief is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom. And the thieves are the children of the wicked. The enemy has sowed them in... The enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the hand of the world, and the reapers are angels. As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of this world. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, they shall gather out of this kingdom all things that offend, and then bring to iniquity, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of the Father. One heart and ear, let him hear. Hallelujah. So Jesus brings in a vital lesson here. Jesus brings in a vital lesson. He shows us the character of the wicked one. He says, there's a good ground, there's a field. Then the Son of Man comes, he sowed good seeds in the field. But you know what the devil would do? He would put the good seed. What he would do is that he would put something else there. Hallelujah. He would put a look-like or look-alike. So what he does is that he puts his children, the believers are, to affect their growth. Okay, so well, just listen well. If you have seen it before, if you have seen it before, you see that the tears or the tears actually appears like wheat. In fact, you might not know the difference. If you take someone who is professional, someone who actually that is what he does, to know the difference between the wheat and the tares. The Greek scholar said what Jesus used in his present day was actually that except you are very, very, very good and skillful, you might not be able to differentiate. That only for a layman would cook the taste. I mean, he would have cooked the tears. Very like it is not wheat. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so, it appears, it resembles the wheat blade, but it's not. It's not the wheat blade. And that is what the devil does. He replaces the wheat with this. He takes away God's original plan and puts a look-alike. He takes away what God wants the man to do and he gives him another mission. Okay? That mission, will you see it as the devil's mission? Strongly no. It will look like as though it's still the Lord you're working for. Jesus says he would do that while men slept. You know, the period of sleep is actually the period of insensitivity. I remember in boarding house. Apape, I didn't know, that was his nickname. You will carry him with his bed. How can someone be sleeping? The point that his entire mattress. You're carrying him like this. I will put him outside in the field. And he's still sleeping. He slept so much one day. And he met himself in the bush. He went to this La Bamba. Where we understand. Where we pass power. Anyway, we carried him from the dormitory. We carried him to La Bamba. So he just met himself among the tears. Hallelujah. A period of insensitivity. I was much more younger. The moment when I steal from my mommy's purse is when she's sleeping. Hallelujah. You know, just glory of the Lord. And then, you can't know. Except you're facing me. But you're turning your back. You can't even know that there's air in the room. Just never play PS2 or PS1. Hallelujah. The moment of sleep is the moment when you are not alert. And so it's a parable. Jesus says, when men are not alert, when men are insensitive, what the devil does is that he will now replace or he adds a look-alike. I will say this, that nobody decides to stop following the Lord in a day. When I see people turn back from ministry or take a break, like many say, you know, it brings to me a vital lesson. Because nobody does that in a day. I mean, you just wake up one night and say, I want to take a break. No. It's moments. It's
an hour of insensitivity, watchfulness will be lacking, alertness will be lost. Small. It's called the little fox that destroys the vine. It's little. Hallelujah. Are you following me this morning? Huh? They must have a moment of weaknesses. David. You know? David goes and see Bathsheba. He goes, hey, dancing on the roof. And say, oh, wow. Where I am is where you are. I see the power of God's spirit. He must have been, what do you call it now? Covetous, eh? Is it covetousness now? Must have always wanted what does not belong to him. And then, you know, it's Gabba. He starts with Bathsheba, then he goes to killing Uriah. And you see, it just starts like that. Moments of weaknesses. And that's how the devil works. When you're praying. Right in your mind, something has flashed. Something else has clicked. And you thought about that thing for almost 30 minutes. And nothing that what meant to be. You see, that 30 minutes will go. There's a moment of weakness. That 30 minutes will go. But if you are not careful, the next time it will be an hour. The next time, it will be 3 hours. Do you break down? 3 hours! You are done. The next time, you will even come for the prayer. Can you see? He has replaced the wheat with the tares. Where is his name? The same thing is happening today. You have slept. Satan is subtly substituting the original with the looker. With the counterfeit. The man we think is preaching the gospel and raising disciples. Yeah, we are raising disciples. Meanwhile, what he's actually doing is building his own nation, his own entire empire. At that level, we are the central nation. We are the chemical nation. We are the chemical league. We are the chemical team. And suddenly, no, it didn't start that way, right? It started out with, I want to raise disciples, nations, men. And then, you start building an empire. You say, no, we are different. You start having a president. You see? What the devil is doing? He will take away that picture from you. Hallelujah. And that's why it's called sensitivity. You don't have to be sensitive to a wind. You will know that there's wind. What you have to be sensitive is, you know, is it mosquito bites now? When you call for something being sensitive, it won't take you a large sign or a big sign. Little things. And so, you will still be preaching the gospel. But the devil has planted tears. And so, while preaching, he's also thinking, okay, we have our own. I'm not against a church having a school. No, not against that. I'm not against a church having anything. Can't have anything for you. It's not just a life. Hallelujah. But the moment, you know, okay, we'll build a school. By then we'll build a school, we'll build a bank. By then we'll build a bank, we'll build an hospital. By then we'll build an hospital, we'll build an airport. Eh? We are a nation. Was that what he sent you? Was that how you started? You see? Because of the insensitivity of the heart, the devil has planted something. Hallelujah. And it's shocking. Shocking. It doesn't come in a way you would say, ah, no. This is the devil at work. No. Get the behind me. Satan be gone. No. The Lord is at work. Okay, no, but your Lord is at work. Ah! You just say, no. You got a ball. You like that, the Lord is at work. The Lord is at work. Satan has gone. I've gone. He has done money and associates. On your face. Hallelujah. In the subtleness of the is the description of Moses for the serpent. He said the serpent was more subtle than every beast or any beast of the field. Genesis chapter 3 verse 1. He was more subtle. More subtleness means crafty, cunning. You don't even know it's there. Have you seen a great snake before? Eh? I remember in the house for when I was in years two. I was sitting beside the snake. Ah, thank God. It is Jesus. Oh, my God. I was sitting beside the snake. Why mourning that they didn't allow me to run? Why would they allow me to run? Why I was carrying last in the east. How you can get all that carrying last to go out? That's also do marathon around the Kero. No, so I went 5 minutes or 10 minutes. I said the school gate is still not far. It's time to go back. And I said, my guys, you want to see them? You see before. Hallelujah. And I still wanted to run in the last one because the governor and some other people were coming. So let them see that we start. But why vexing and everything? So I'm not even going to run this whole thing. I'm going to train myself. I'm going to shut up. Good. But I'm not running for you. And I said, on the grass. I said, my partner. My partner was a great snake. I mean, literally a snake. I didn't see it. Because it looked just like the grass. Hallelujah. Just like the grass. And that's how Moses described the subtlety of the serpent. It's subtle. It's subtle. That's why we must be on the alert. It says, while I slept, the enemy came and he sowed tares among the good seed. While men slept, the devil will come and he will replace that fire, that passion for soul winning, and he will replace it with the passion for Jesus. And you will know. You will know. It's just subtly. You now discover that your WhatsApp is now, what do you call it now? It's not the field where you have this man. Don't say we are going. We're reaching the world. The world to use WhatsApp. You reveal everybody's story. After that, you don't write your own stories. After that, you now be chatting up old friends. Yeah, how are you? How are you? What do you do now? What concern you what I do? Hallelujah! He's replacing something. You have to watch it. Hallelujah! Praise God! No? Observe it. It starts with things like, does it really matter? So I should not, kind of chat up people again. I don't want to chat up people. I want to chat up people. But you watch it. You watch it. In these few days, I've seen many things at least. These few days of ministry. You watch it. No. I'm going to say this just for the purpose that we learn. But this is pastor. No. And then, you would say it's of another man of God said, he's the best teacher. I actually screenshot, I made a screenshot of what he said that day. He said, this is the best teacher. The best, exegetical. He said, listen to him. If you don't listen to me, you just ensure you are listening to him. I made a screenshot of that. The Lord was teaching me something. He said, okay. I didn't know what was going to happen. You know, it didn't take 2 years. And he called the same man. He said, you're your exegesis. You know, all these exegesis. It's not about exegesis. You once said we covered the earth. You know? I'm part of your nation. This rubbish. Calm down first. And watch your heart. Then he said, 2 years is not up to two. Not up to two. What happened? What happened? You are the same person that said, he has laid hands on us. You invited him to your church. He laid hands on everybody, including yourself. And he said, he has laid hands on us. We never remain the same. There's a way you can tell you to everything. We never remain the same. The fire is burning. The earth is shaking. What is it again? The nations are calling. Total surrender. You won't give a sound. Total surrender. Nations bowing their knees. Total surrender. We are shining the light is the gospel. The glory of the Lord. God has to be blessed. He once honored this man. And the Lord said, have you seen that? No. You learn. How will that start? Small. 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 You have on someone. Tell you from an offense. No. So I'll talk about probably. Actually, I've taught that soon. It's not the one that taught it. Yeah? Small. He's a good teacher. He's a good teacher nevertheless. But it's not the one that taught it. You know, you're bringing in something. And then the devil comes and works more on you. Works more. And then you begin to iron the offense. The offense was rumpled. You begin to iron it. Let this offense look good. The issue with the test is that it looks like the wheat. If it was another color, you know it would be easy. Right? If the test was red and the wheat was green, you'd have said, ah, no, this is not of the good master. This is not of the good master. But they look both green. If you look like you're serving the Lord, but you are not. The wheat has been replaced. He would replace the passion for souls. Souls was in the kingdom of the Lord. It will replace it with what? Community health. a run for cancer. Who sent you? Who was it? We are raising education for every child. You know, it's still with the community. And you will think you're actually doing the right. He has replaced the wheat with the tares. Why men slept. We are running for cancer. We are going to teach tech in every local government. Who sent you? Who sent you? Your name is data science? Hallelujah! We are teaching the knowledge of technology. That one has worked for you, and is the devil. Hallelujah! Work of cancer, cancer for the work. Jesus says, all this will be done while men slept. Again, it typifies the moment of unalertness. A believer must be sensitive. He must be watchful. You watch your thoughts. Watch your thoughts. How do you think? I find myself thinking somehow and I'm saying, hey, that's a wrong thought pattern. That's a wrong thought pattern. Don't think like that. And I call myself and say, how did that even come? You know, you can trace where it's coming from. That trace where it's coming from. How did that even come? Where did that come from? How was I even able to think like that? Watch it. Because if you don't watch your thoughts, very again said, it will become your words. If you don't watch your words, it will become actions. Actions, it will become an habit. Habit, it becomes a lifestyle. That's the way it starts. You watch your thoughts. Watch your thoughts. Why did I get that offended? Why? Those are things. Why did I feel like that? Hallelujah. I posted something about attitude towards correction. Example, that was days ago. You know, there's an attitude. You were corrected. And then you fear up. Fear up, of course, you won't show the person that corrected you. But then, in a way, finance. How did it get to that stage? You are not watching it. Bro, what did you say? I didn't even know if I'm qualified to call him bro. That's what he said. Whenever you feel mistreated, you know the devil is working on you. You actually not feel mistreated because of the Spirit of God in you. You don't feel mistreated because you have forgiveness to offer. If you watch your thoughts, watch that pattern of pain, that pattern. Most of you must have told you one time or the other. Watch it. Watch it. You must maintain a degree of being alert. Watch it. Before you post a picture on Facebook, watch it. That thing you are about to write, watch it. Before you say that thing I wanted to say, did you think about it at all? Watch it. What is the devil substituting things? You know, your watch, your caption still looks innocent. Innocent, like nothing. But it's going down. Like I say, JJ, have you? JJ. Careful, small. Watch it. Hallelujah. Learning something this morning. So you watch your thoughts. Watch your words. My eyes right now. Why did you talk like that? And I'm able to trace. I say, okay. Probably I saw it here. Probably I heard it from someone. Probably. Why did I not say that? You know what I go to do next? I go to pray. Go to pray. Why? Prayer keeps us alert. Prayer is the way we stay alert. In Luke chapter 18 verse 1, Luke wrote of what the Lord said. And he gave his own interpretation. He said, men ought to pray. And not what? And not to faint. The Amplified version puts it, men ought to pray and not to turn out badly. may not to pray and not to turn out badly. Luke 18:1. It means when we don't pray, we turn out badly. When we don't pray, it's easy to lose the alertness. It's easy to lose the sensitivity of the heart. Hallelujah. Are you with me this morning? Huh? It's easy. Jesus, in Matthew 26, let's look at that. Matthew 26. He tells his disciples to watch. To watch. Matthew 26, verse 40. You there? Look for it. Alright. And he cometh unto his disciples and findeth them what? Eh? Asleep, say asleep. Okay, we do. And he said unto Peter, observe Peter, what? Could you not watch with me for an hour? To watch means to stay on the alert. Just call, you know what? Stay on the alert with me for an hour. And what did he call staying on the alert? Verse 36. Sit here while I go and what? Pray. And so he calls prayer that watching. He calls prayer that staying sensitive. He calls prayer that staying alert. Staying on the alert. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he tells his disciples, can you not watch with me for an hour? Can't you pray 1 hour? Look at verse 41. Verse 41. And he says, watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. So he says, watch and pray. Prayer is the way we watch. Prayer is what keeps us in the will of God. The prayer also prepares us to do God's will. It keeps us in the will of God. I love the way Jude puts it. In Jude chapter 20, it says, but you brethren, building up yourselves in your most holy faith, praying in daily good. Verse 21 now says, keeping yourselves in the love of God. It's actually a continuation of verse 20. It says, praying in the Holy Ghost, keeping yourselves in the love of God. Prayer is the way we keep ourselves at the center of the will of God for our lives. It's the way we do it. We will keep ourselves at the center of the will of God. So you watch. I tell many people, I say, watch it. Watch it. Watch it. There are times when discernment has to be on the high. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are in those times. The discernment has to be very, very sharp. It is sensitive. It is very sensitive. Look at your priorities. Look at your priorities. You will know the devil is working on you. I've got so many things to teach in this meeting. I'm sure you listen to that in other sessions. Hallelujah. Some of them might be funny, actually. I'm sure you listen well. Look at your priorities. Watch your words. Watch your motives. Watch your motives. Watch those moves. Watch your moves. How you go about doing what you want to do. Why do you want to do what you want to do? You watch it. Has something been replaced? In the whole testament. You learn from that. We're going to go movie. Is that going to be strong? Second Chronicles 12. Let me give you a background history. Solomon built a temple for the Lord. Right? Solomon's temple. And he built the inner court with gold. With gold. But the king of Egypt came. Raided, temple, palace. Raided, took the gold, temple. Now, Rehoboam, Second Chronicles 12. Rehoboam is Solomon's son. I don't even think he's a political son. Because he didn't act it. You know what he did? When the gold was taken from temple, you know what he did? He now put brass there. At least it looks like gold. Actually, what most of you use as gold, they just leave it like that too. It's brass. Coated brass. Hallelujah. Coated brass. And so, he put brass for gold. And that's what the devil wants to have many men do today. He will tell you, it's empty. No. It must not be empty. It must not be empty. Just put brass now. Just put brass. And so you say you are praying. But you are not praying. You have put brass for gold. You say you are serving the Lord. But you are not serving the Lord. Brass for gold. Brass for gold. Where is this there? Hallelujah. So you watch it. Watch it. I'm calling you to alertness in the place of prayer this morning. Matthew 26:41 again. Ask yourself, are things still original? Are this thing still original?
Verse 26.
So prayer is the way we deal with this kind of things. It's the way we stay on that alert. It's the way we say very sensitive. A man of prayer will not fear the devil's prey. A man of prayer would be awake when the enemy will come. And so we stop him. What are you doing there? What are you putting there? Hallelujah. I remember a time. My dad would come out in the midnight. Just, all he has to do is hear his sound. He has only charged him one leg to decide he must, if you, I don't know, some of you know, that's radio, that's headlamp, that's side lamp, you know that leg. Just carry it. Put on that big one. Wisdom! We always tell him, don't go. The wisdom, how can someone come to my house and you tell me to be the one to stay inside? You should be the one running. I'll tell you, it came to my house. This is my house. He has gone. He is gone. Yeah, no, who's that? Another one. That's the one. Jump his fence. Another one. Open the gate. I don't know why. Because he was not asleep. A man of prayer is on the alert. Matthew 6, verse 41. Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. I have so many people. This is an excuse. Yeah. Emoji. The spirit is really low. But the flesh is weak. I mean, that's a very good reason why you should walk in the spirit, man. It's willing. Side with the spirit. That means you are siding with the flesh. You side with the spirit, it's willing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So in prayer, Jesus says, we avert temptations. Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. So we pray to keep the devil far from us. Keep the devil far from us. Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. I don't know if someone puts it. If you don't pray, imagine that you are praying, imagine that you are praying not to enter into temptation. What if you are not now praying at all? You know the reality. The temptation, you are still praying not to enter. Imagine that the prayer is not praying at all. What will you be doing? Swimming in temptation. I love you. We are together. I'm in you. You are in me. Temptation becomes a culture for you. Watch, Jesus says, so that you don't enter into temptation. The whole of things the devil is doing, of course, we're not going to promote that. Hallelujah. But we must stay on the alert. What's the sensitivity? Are you substituting brass for gold? Are you actually harvesting tares in the place of wheat? Why serving the Lord? Why are you going about his plan and pursuit for your life? Are you sure things have not been substituted? Keep ourselves awake, hallelujah. So I'm a watchman. I expect that to be stronger. I'm a watchman. Ephesians 6:18. Ephesians 6:18. Says, praying always. Can we read together, everybody? Want to go? Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the spirit. And what? Watching also. Can you see? Watching. Praying always. Then he says, that's how to watch. That's how to stay alert. Let me tell you, prayer is the way we stay at the cutting edge. You stay alert. Prayer is the way. When anyone wants to disobey God, listen, well, the first thing the devil will do is to encourage him not to pray. I'll come again. When anyone wants to disobey God, the first thing the devil will do is to encourage him not to pray. Just say, just know the word now. That's just, the word. All this prayer, long prayer, prayer rally, prayer retreat, prayer festival, prayer memo, prayer. No, I just want to know the word. All that prayer. A man who knows the word would want to pray, and he would pray. Because prayer is dialogue with the word. Prayer is dialogue with the word. With the word of God. Don't let the devil encourage you not to pray. I will tell people something. I will say that anyone who tells you to pray, how do I put it, David? No one tells you to pray and hate you at the same time. It's not possible. No one tells you to pray and hates you at the same time. Because by telling you to pray, he's putting you on the watch. He's putting you on the watch. Steady feet. Alertness. See people sleeping in church. In today, when we are talking about prayer, how do you not want to sleep on the alert? Alert is far from you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So observe your decisions. Observe your reasoning. Put it side by side with what the Lord commanded. Those decisions you are making. That thing you want to do. That plan. Put it side by side. What would Jesus say? I love that old acronym that we used to use. WWJD. How do you know that? WWJD. What would Jesus do? Remember you know that? WWJD. That hashtag that time. What will Jesus do? No. It's so religious, too religious. Easy to. Sometimes, if you say, brain, what would Jesus do? If you wear my shoes now, if you wanted to do this thing, then we do. If Jesus had this kind of decision to make, what would he have done? Who would he have put first? What would he have written? What would he have said? How would he have thought? What would Jesus do? Well, see, if your discernment is low, then it calls for more prayer. It calls for more prayer. You need to pray more. But I will say, be vigilant. 2 Peter 5, 7. Be sober. Be vigilant. That's it. Be sober, be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walking about, looking from womb to the vow. Be sober, but be vigilant. Be vigilant means stay awake. Stay alert. So I'm vigilant. Vigilant, I'm on the alert. Sensitive. Be vigilant. That is resisting steadfastly in the faith. How do we do that? Prayer. Prayer. Ephesians 6. Verse 10 says, be strong in the Lord. Thank you, Ephesians 6. Be strong in the Lord. That is in the power of his might. The wind are strong in the Lord. Earlier in Ephesians 1, he already mentions. He says, I see something. Make mention of you my prayers. And the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, verse 16. They give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation knowledge. They give unto you the wisdom of the spirit and revelation the knowledge of him. That the eyes of understanding being enlightened. That you might know what is the hope of his calling. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Then he goes, he says, the exceeding greatness. Who part along the doors? He said, the exceedingly greatness of his power at work towards us. Hallelujah. Exceeding greatness of his power. You know, say, oh, I have it. I've got it. Upper balloon, megatons dunamis. You know, he comes up with this cost. In verse 20, that says, see, the power in Ephesians 3:20 is always as working us. But now tells you, be strong. He needs. That means, all the power that is attacking you is residual. You have to be strong in it. You are now the one that will be strong in the Lord. That is, will be strong in the power of his mouth. And he tells you, look at Revelation 6. It says, put on the whole armor of God. That's how to strong. Put on the whole armor of God. That you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Look at where it's coming from. That you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against power. While you're going on outreach, you think someone is just opposing you for nothing. It's not flesh and blood. You're wrestling against principalities. Hallelujah. It's going to be a bloody game for a Christian who's not on the alert. It's going to be a bloody game. Because sometimes we underestimate the devil and overrate ourselves. I'm who says I am. I have what he says I have. I can do what he says I can do. Yes, but cash up power. I go in this mind. And you are going to bed, you know, in this mind. And the devil never sleeps. And he's always pull and pull. He says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the way of God. Maybe this is, we stand in the evil, they haven't done all to stand. Say, stand. Stand there for having your loins guard with about the truth and your best bit of righteousness. And your feet shall be the preparation of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith that is able to quench all the fairy darts of the wicked. The end of the observation. And everything he's talking about, they are defensive, right? Shield of faith, the means of salvation, breastplate of righteousness. But there's no hammer for the back. Hallelujah. And so you stay on their land. To that thought, if you turn your back, you are gone. Hallelujah. I heard that musical song was when I said that. I heard about 24, 25. I was reading those generals. There's no hammer for the back. It's say, that's the reason why I pray every time. Because prayer is the only way we steal on the offensive. Look at it. The man says, after the element of salvation, can we verse 17 together? And the sword of the Spirit, which is what? The word of God praying always, actually. It's together. The sword of the Spirit, or the sword of the Spirit, is the word of God praying. Not just the word of God, the word of God praying. Hallelujah. Every other is defensive. Prayer is the way we get on the attack. Prayer is the way we resist steadfastly the devil. Son of the Spirit is the word of God praying always. You know the devil has lost, hallelujah, and he's still losing, hallelujah, and he has lost, but I won't allow the test. Even though he will lose at the end, I won't allow the test. I won't. My heart is kept free, true, pure, safe, holy, hallelujah. I will do what God will have me to. No replacements here. No counterfeit here. Hallelujah. So while men slept, you can pray for the Lord. While men slept, the devil replaces the counterfeit. It looks like discipleship now becomes, it now becomes boring. While men slept, they say, you cannot see the cell meeting as a burden. As a burden. Yeah. What's that do this thing this week? Can't you just have a break of 1 week? He's replacing the weight with the test. This is a meeting you look forward to every week. Oh, it's time to get lives changed again. It's time to bless lives again. It's time to raise men for the gospel again. When it starts looking like work, he's touching you. He's working on you. Just one message. The will of God. What is wrong? And so man must not sleep. You know what about natural? Not go and say, unite. Why am I sleep? I'm not going to sleep. Daddy! So you stress among the wheat. But it is time for fire. Hallelujah. It's time for fire for the Holy Ghost. That's what John wrote. He said in Matthew chapter 3, verse 11. He said, see, how does that do with water? The leader comes after me. Hallelujah. He says, if you baptize with the Holy Ghost, I will fire. He said, he will burn up the chaff with everlasting fire, unquenchable fire. He will burn up the chaff. Hallelujah. That's what the Lord does. He will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. He's still doing that. He's still doing that today. Hallelujah. It's time for that fire. It's time for fire. Hallelujah. You know me. You know me. We've got some business to do. We've got some business to do. We've got lives to change. We've got alertness to keep. We've got sensitivity to increase. Look at Peter. That day you over there. Can you not watch with me for an hour? You want a big net? Yeah, master. Prayer, are you? Is it that I don't want to be proud? Prayer, 1 hour. Ask for now. Pastor, 1 hour. Rally is not anything to me. But it's personal rally. Because I'm just getting. See, I'm going to start by 10. 10. Sharp. 10 to 5. I'm rest. I can't even beat again. Then you just get it. That okra. It's always like it. That okra that I put on fire. After it. 9:15. 10. What's in it? What's stopping here? I am unstoppable. So, 5 minutes to 10. Your eyes are greeting each other. Your eyes are greeting each other. How are you? I'm fine. And 10 o'clock. The time is here. Nations are good. Nations are good. Nations are good. And you're listening to the world. And the people are here. You're listening to the world. It's a parada. Kalaba. Kalaba ko. Mugoni. We have business to do. Hallelujah. Peter, all the eyes you can watch. Don't watch it right now. The American young people come to me and say, this pretty girl. Let's pray for him. The brother said, 2 a.m. 6 a.m. Let's pray for 2 to 5. I'm not going to have this room. Let's pray. He said, I won't be one brother. I guess we let's pray for one. She said, he was with me. I'm praying. And look, I'm a child, I went to his place. I said, I don't know. Oh, God. Thank you. Now, when you got to share with him, what I had in the place of prayer. He asked him to show him on the face of speed. I don't know if he's there. The Lord said, wow. Now he went to the field to pray. You know? He opened it. I ran him. He said, it's morning. Oh God, we have to pray. I said, everyone should punish me. That was not my issue. That was Peter said. Let me work with you for an hour. Yes, they are even to 3. They first are the 5. Where did they slept? Those are the Apostle Peter. Epimuki. Yes, remember. Read this news. That's not 1 hour. But they didn't pray that night. And he told them, pray so you won't have temptation. At the end, we were assuming temptation. Oh, no, run away. That was the first. Peter! The devil has worked for them. Jesus said, God, get the head behind the Satan. Go. Go, Father, why you? When he receives the devil, that's not the end. The first part. And so, the devil replaced something in Peter. I'll show you that. That's right. Question. Peter had the boldness. He could defend Jesus anywhere. You know, and he said, this is a typical protocol. He said, no, you are not dying. Don't say that. Because I said, Jesus, you thought of me. Who are you? The master we're talking about here. Boldness! And to reach the world. But you know what they will do? They will remove that boldness. They will just substitute it. And so Peter speaking. Why they are beating Jesus? Why in custody? He still has the boldness. But this time, the boldness to lie. The boldness to deny Jesus. It takes boldness. To look at things and still say, I don't know. To see people that you always thought and say, I don't know. G. I can't even pronounce it. How did you say it was this? Yeshua. It's the first time I'm hearing the name. The boldness to follow Jesus. I will surrender with the boldness to lie. To deny it. To deny it. So that's the way the devil works. He just sows tears among those. And he does this while men sleep. Hallelujah. We are not holding back today. There's no part of our lives that we are going to shield from the Lord. There's no part. I'm going to open up my entire heart, ready for His holy fire, you know, ready for what only God can do. Stay alert in the place of prayer. Change lives in the place of prayer. My ministry will change. This is my meeting. As I was coming this morning, just praying from about, telling myself, this is my meeting. My life and ministry will never remain the same. I think because I'm the pastor. I have expectations. This is my meeting. I'm going to say, walk out into 2019. Don't stand around. So I'm going to break that first in the place of prayer. My son is not going to be the same again. So, there's power here, hallelujah. There's power, there's victory. And we pray and preach you. Pray and preach. Because there's a confidence that we have. And whatever we ask, He hears us. Because that's His will. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we know. We seek. And we ask. We'll be alert. Knowing that He actually prays. He trusts in God. Pray like the way we trust in God. Pray is the way we rely on God's power. Prayer means we are not trusting the arm of flesh. Prayer means we are not trusting what man can do or man is doing. Prayer means we are not trusting in human carnal strategies. So, what if we have a website? What if we have a website where men can just download the world? What if we have a radio station? We rely on God. The prophet said it is not by power, it is not by might, it is by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. It is not by strength, though. It is not by strength. It is not by power. It is not by having ginger. No, you don't have ginger. I just want to put this. I appreciate your glory. Ginger. It's not by ginger. It's by my spirit, says the Lord. It's not by ginger. Every little sign of ginger, after 2 weeks, he's done. Hallelujah. Huh? And that's it. It's not ginger, the swagger. It's not ginger for God. Ginger, the swagger. I don't know what it is. Ginger, the swagger. Skilling. I don't think. Why are you like that? Don't do that. But when it comes by the Spirit, it's a lasting fire. There's a fire only the Spirit of God can give. And that's all we desire to pray. Hallelujah. We're going to pour that forth in the place of prayer. I'm ready to pray. Knowing fully well, my life will never remain the same. Let's just bow your heads. Let's bow your heads.